Do you regard black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth? 100% truth. There is nothing fictitious about black magic, in any way whatever. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years. I mean, when we talk about black magic, we are talking about Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft, the worship of Satan.
Hello, wonderful people, and welcome back to the second instalment of my exclusive Patreon videos. If you saw my post the other day, you'll know that this video is the first of a large series where we take a deep dive into everybody that was listed on Epstein's flight log. So who they are, what they do, and how they're connected to one of the biggest child traffickers in the world. I will preface this discussion with this match here. Epstein Island is a four-way match with planned ritual. Okay, now this really shouldn't be a surprise for any of you. This should just be more confirmation that what was going on that island was in fact satanic ritual abuse. Right, so today we're going to be starting with this pair here who were located on the flight log. That is Kit and Geraldine Laybourne. So who are they? Well, Geraldine Laybourne is an American entrepreneur and former TV executive. She worked at Nickelodeon from 1980 until 1996 when she became the president of Disney's ABC cable networks. She's also the co-founder of Oxygen Media with, of course, none other than Oprah Winfrey and a tech startup called Catapult. In 2020, she was inducted into the Television Hall of Fame. Now, her husband, Kit, is a TV producer and educator. He was an executive producer of animation, documentary and interactive shows at Oxygen Network, a company co-founded, like I said, by his wife, Geraldine, and Oprah Winfrey. So as you can see, these two have got their fingers in quite a lot of pies, and it seems to be around businesses that are related to children, i.e. Disney, ABC, Nickelodeon, and the husband was an animator. You know, kids love animation movies. So off the rip, we can see that these two, Kit and Geraldine, are very much tied up within the world of children. So it's no surprise that they're deeply connected with companies that work with children, especially Geraldine, who appears to be the power player out of the two here. As we all know, Nickelodeon and Disney are literally built on child abuse, and there have been enough actors that have came out and blown the whistle on what goes on behind closed doors at Disney and at Nickelodeon, especially with people like Dan Snyder. And just look at all the subliminal sexual programming in Disney movies. These people clearly have an agenda. And on top of that, she collaborated with Oprah Winfrey, who may literally be the most evil person on this planet, and you don't just get to collaborate with Oprah if you don't have some kind of power or pull behind you, you know? I remember when this whole COVID thing was... No, I think it was during the... There was a time, either during COVID or during Pizzagate, like around the 2016-17 times, where stuff was coming out about Oprah soup, and a lot of celebrities were talking about how they wanted Oprah soup, and I don't even want to think about what the fuck that is, to be honest with you, because I know that is nothing good. I'll try and find the link for that, actually, and put it in the comments of this, because that definitely rings a bell, but I just can't pinpoint exactly what it was. If you remember what it is, put it in the comments. But yeah, as we all know, Oprah Winfrey is a terrible human being. People like Oprah occupy very high positions in the satanic cabal. So you don't see them working with just anybody, you know. And the same goes for people like Madonna, Katy Perry, Ellen DeGeneres, all very high-ranking satanic witches. Now, there was one thing in particular that caught my attention about these two, and it was the fact that they both sit on the board of directors for a company called KinderCare, or KinderCare, however you say it, which is, of course, a private childcare company. So not only are they connected with kids' TV production companies, but they also have their own private education company that they're invested in. And when you start to read stuff like this, it becomes really clear as to why they were on that flight, okay? So KinderCare Learning Centres, which both Kit and Geraldine sit on the board of, is an American operator of for-profit childcare and early education facilities founded in 1969. And the company provides educational programs for children from 6 weeks old to 12 years old. Okay, so off the rip, first things first, look at that logo. I mean, ain't that the most suspect shit you done ever seen? Seriously, they didn't even try to hide it. Some of the most obvious and blatant capstone symbolism I've ever seen in my life. This and this are the exact same thing, and anytime I see this, I know who's behind it. So I know who's behind this company. I don't like this company. Off that alone, that symbol tells me everything I need to know. That's why you need to be symbol literate, guys. Now, this company was founded on the 14th of July, 1969. 69 was an incredibly suspicious year in general, you know, because they had the moon landing. And not only that, but false flag sums to 69. And 69 is the only number where you can see a literal inversion of numbers. Obviously, 6 is an inverted 9. So when we're talking about inversion and what these Satanists like to do with inverting principles, 69 is an actual representation of that inversion, because both numbers in the number are actually inversions of each other, if you get what I'm saying. And false flag also sums to 69, okay? So, I mean, there's obviously the sexual connotations behind 69 too. So 69 is, there's a lot behind it. And any company or anything that happened in 69, I just think was the biggest psyop in the world, to be honest with you. July the 14th is also a very important date, okay? When we write this out, we get 14/7 or 7 at 14. Either way, it brings us back to the number 147. Now, we haven't discussed this number too much on the channel, but it is a key player. And let me tell you a few of the hits we find around 147. Jacob Rothschild, Prince Philip, Lewis Carroll, the New World, the Evil Empire, US military, the Holocaust, chemical weapons, Master Builder, and Masonic Sacrifice. All of those give us a value of 147, but the most important one of all, and the one most pertinent to our conversation, is this one. Epstein Island. 147. I mean, I couldn't make it up if I tried, people. Now, hopefully this match makes sense to you and you can understand why this is important, given what we've just spoken about with the Kindercare Learning Company and the fact that it was actually founded on the 14/7 date. Epstein Island sums to 147. The two people that founded a company that started on the 147 date were also on Epstein's flight. So, you know, it's all connected, people, as per usual. One of the subsidiary companies of Kindercare also caught my attention, and this is Rainbow Rascals. Now, whenever I see the word rainbow attached to anything to do with children, I immediately am on the back foot. And I actually know what the rainbow represents to these sick fucks. And that's why it always catches me in a place where I really don't like listening to it. And I really always have a negative connotation to it. And we've discussed this a lot on my channel, okay? What the rainbow is. The rainbow is an MK sign. And it's a leading motif in mind control. And it represents disassociation, okay, in the victims. I've explained everything about this in my video on The Wizard of Oz. If you remember in Stranger Things, we see the children and Elle getting programmed by Dr. Brenner in an underground facility. Well, the room where they were being programmed and the room where they were carrying out the tests to test their psionic abilities was called the Rainbow Room. That's not called the Rainbow Room for nothing, guys. They're telling you to your face. Like I said, it wasn't just Elle who was programmed in that room either. I think all the children were programmed in there, 1 through 11. In their world, rainbows and MK go hand in hand, okay? Rainbows and mind control are synonymous. This is why the symbol of pride is a fucking rainbow, guys. And I don't mean to offend anyone out there, but I'm just telling you the straight facts. Notice that if you put the word Pride Month together, look what you find in the middle. Demon in the dead center. It's not a coincidence, guys, and it should also be noted that Pride Month and evil energy are also a four-way match. I mean, what were they even doing in that, in Stranger Things, in that rainbow room? They were creating weapons, right? They're creating soldiers, super soldiers. We've all heard the interviews about people coming out whistleblowing on the government about their black budget programs to create super soldiers. So this is what they were doing in the Rainbow Room. They're essentially robotic soldiers. They're under the command of their handler or programmer. So is it any surprise really that rainbow, soldier and robotic are all a four-way match? Right, let's move on. Rainbow Rascal sums to 223. This is very important because both Michael Aquino and Henry Kissinger sum to 223. And both of these are very, very high-ranking reptilian programmers. And you can hear all about Kissinger from Bryce Taylor, who is a valiant survivor of trauma-based mind control. Max Spears also spoke about Aquino a lot, or Aquino. And it has been said that along with John Brennan, they both oversaw Project Looking Glass, Project Star Wars, Project Voice of God, and Aerodynamics. So to say he's a big player is, really an understatement. So it doesn't surprise me that these two programmers make an appearance when we're looking at hits that are to do with Rainbow Rascals. And like I said, rainbows are synonymous with MK. Epstein's full name also brings us back to this same number, but just in reverse. 322. And we all know that the 322 is a homage to the Skull and Bone Society. KinderCare Learning Centre gives us a value of 233, which again is incredibly telling, because we get the exact same value for MKUltra Mind Control, Follow the White Rabbit, which is another MK theme to do with disassociation and Alice in Wonderland, and Government Cover-Up. The government are covering up MKUltra Mind Control off Follow the White Rabbit programs. Guys, it's telling you. The numbers tell you this stuff. They really do. Now, I'm obviously not saying here that every KinderCare Learning Centre or Rainbow Rascal Club are all knee-deep in child trafficking and programming and MKUltra. I'm not saying that, no, but what I am saying is that the people at the top of the pyramid, remember the pyramid's their fucking logo, the people at the top of this pyramid, they are, basically, they are knee-deep in child trafficking, because as we can see, they're on fucking Epstein's flat, okay, which means that the business is directly involved, and this should come as no surprise when we're talking about corporations like Disney and Nickelodeon. We can kind of expect that, but when it comes to companies like KinderCare or KinderCare, whatever you want to call it, this is where people don't understand. This is how deep it really goes. As I previously mentioned, this is the first of many different videos where we take a deeper look into some of the names on the list, so we can build ourselves a literal map and try to plot out the spider's web, okay? And Veritas, a fellow Patreon, made a great point on my post regarding this topic, and he said that every name on that list is expendable, and that they aren't the real people we should be targeting. And I totally fucking agree with that. The real top dogs behind this shit will never be seen. We'll never know who they are. I'm going to be honest, they probably don't even exist on this plane 100%. They're probably multidimensional, interdimensional beings. So at this current point in time, we've got no chance of finding them motherfuckers. But however, that does not mean that we shouldn't investigate those names that they do give us and see where it leads. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this image here, which is a painting of Epstein's Island done by one of the victims. And there is a lot to take in on this image, and I'll be breaking it down on a separate post. A lot to take in on this image. But as you can see, right in the middle, there is Ghislaine Maxwell as a dinosaur. What do we know about dinosaurs? There's a reptilian, right? So, again, it's all coming full circle. It all makes a lot of sense. Why on earth would this victim draw her depicted like that? It's such a random depiction. Unless, you know, she is what we think she is, and all of these people that are on Epstein's flat and all of these people that are connected together are what we think they are, which is Draco reptilians. And I'm pretty fucking sure they all are, gonna be honest with you guys. I'm gonna leave a post below the you'll see it. I'll make another post where I start putting together this spidergram, and I'm gonna put the companies on here where they're connected to, and I'll make it downloadable so you guys can download it yourself and whatnot, and then we'll start building up a bigger picture of these people, okay? So next video will be out very soon. Definitely please do some more research into these two, because I'm obviously doing so much stuff at once. This was just some surface level information I wanted to put out. If you do find anything else on these two, please come and let me know so I can share it with everybody else and we can add it to the spidergram, okay?